Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Easter and happy Purim. And welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and accessible technology show that's perfect for those either tech shy or tech savvy or somewhere in the middle. Everything on this show is explained in plain English and with none of that technical jargon. Who needs it? What do we talk about on this show? A variety of topics, including computers, internet trends, and great websites. We cover high-definition televisions and stereo systems, and mobile gadgets like smartphones, MP3 players, GPS units, cameras, and camcorders. Basically, if it has an on-off switch, it's all fair game. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards and LifeCam web cameras. Get more out of your computer with affordable, reliable, and comfortable PC accessories from Microsoft. You can visit Microsoft.ca for more info. Speaking of Microsoft Hardware, today on Tech Talk, it's all about what's new when it comes to wireless mice and keyboards. Things you likely touch more than your steering wheel, favorite coffee mug, or dare we say it, your significant other. So why are you still using the same mouse or keyboard that came with your computer when there are so many new features with today's models, not to mention better ergonomic design so they're more comfortable and better for reducing repetitive stress injuries such as carpal tunnel syndrome? So after the first break, about 12:17 or so, we'll be joined by Microsoft Canada's Jimmy Din. He's the product marketing manager for computer hardware. He's going to be here to tell us what's new when it comes to wireless mice and keyboards, and some wired ones too. Not everybody likes wireless, even though I do. He'll take your calls about what to look for when it comes to buying a new mouse and keyboard. Perhaps you have special needs, such as if you prefer a trackball instead of a mouse, since it reduces movement on your wrist. Maybe you're left-handed and you're having trouble finding a mouse that's comfortable for you. Or maybe you want a keyboard with dedicated buttons for playing music, looking at photos, launching your favorite search engine or email program, and so on. There are no dumb questions on this show. You know the drill on Tech Talk. And we have a couple of great prizes to give away, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But let's start the calls coming in, because I know you've got some great questions about something that you use every day, your mouse and keyboard. The numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, that's star talk. It's a free call on your cell phone. Again, have your questions answered, and to win some prizes, you can call in at 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. On today's show, it's all about Microsoft hardware, or if you've got questions, generally speaking, about computer accessories, ways of adding functionality and longevity to your computer, so you don't have to buy a new one every other year, give us a call. You can ask questions about the latest in mice and keyboards. It can be about speakers, web cameras that let you chat with video around the world for free. Even computer monitors, if you want to know what to look for. If you're in the market for a new monitor and you want to go big and you want to go thin and you want to go wide, those are three of the big trends when it comes to computer monitors. There are no dumb questions, and we're here with an expert, a hardware expert, Jimmy Din, who you'll meet in about 5 minutes to answer those questions about Microsoft hardware. So I hope everybody's enjoying their Easter Sunday. I know there are some people probably at church right now. We might be losing a couple of listeners, or maybe you're on your way home already. So I wanted to throw in a little bit, something about Easter. And, you know, what better to do? Well, we're going to have a little fun here. What better Easter egg hunt can you have than with your favorite movies? These are the little hidden goodies on hundreds of today's DVD movies and also Blu-ray discs that when you use your remote, you can uncover a little secret on the disc. With hundreds of today's films and yesterday's DVDs that people that made the disc put there for you. It's a little reward for you taking the time to try to find these little secrets using the DVD remote. It could be an alternate ending to a film. It could be a cartoon. It could be a hidden interview. The point is they're not listed on the back of the box as one of those extra features. A DVD Easter egg is a little hidden goodie that you can find. So I wanted to give you two great examples with popular DVDs that you may own, and keep these in mind, or you may want to grab a pen and jot these little Easter eggs down, because this will give you some added fun, aside from just watching the movie and watching the extra features like the behind-the-scenes documentaries. All right, if you've got Enchanted, which is a great Disney flick for kids, here are two Easter eggs on Enchanted. From the DVD's main menu, go to the bonus features section, and when you're there, highlight the entry that says Fantasy Comes to Life. Now, you're going to see a little music note. Press the right button on your DVD remote, and the music button will light up. You know you found something hidden, so you press the Enter button on your DVD remote, and you'll watch a secret music video, Ever Ever After by Carrie Underwood. You will not find it otherwise on this DVD. So a secret Carrie Underwood Easter egg music video is on the Enchanted disc. Now, here's another one on Enchanted. Highlight the Mickey Mouse symbol that's underneath the More option in bonus features. And if you press Enter, the Mickey Mouse ears will flash, and you'll be treated to a clip with the producer, Barry Josephson, talking about all the classic Disney films that Enchanted borrows from. Because if you've seen the film, there's a lot of references. Some of them are not so easily spotted to Snow White and Sleeping Beauty and other great classic Disney films. So you're going to get this producer telling you about all the Enchanted references. Great stuff. Now, if you've got the Family Guy Blue Harvest DVD, which is a lot of fun, this is their Star Wars spoof. Family Guy is that popular Fox animated cartoon. A little risque, if I may say so myself. So they did a very clever Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope parody, and it's called Blue Harvest. If you've got this DVD, there are two hidden Easter eggs on there that are worth finding. It is Easter Sunday, so it would be a lot of fun to do this afternoon. So from the main menu on the Family Guy Blue Harvest DVD, go to the Features section of the disc and highlight the entry called Family Guy Promo. If you press the left arrow key on your DVD remote, you're going to see some bubbles appear in front of Brian. Brian is the dog. Just press the Enter button, and you will see a teaser for the next Family Guy Star Wars parody. There is another one in the works, so you're going to get a great teaser for that. The second DVD Easter egg on Family Guy Blue Harvest is if you go back to the main menu, select the Options menu entry, and then put the use the DVD remote and highlight the words Resume Episode, but don't press Enter yet. Instead, press the left arrow key on your DVD remote to highlight a lightning bolt. If you press the Enter button, you will see, this is really funny if you're a fan of Family Guy, a table reading with the entire cast of Family Guy reading through the Star Wars episode and all the cast laughing as they're reading the lines. It's a real treat, a real behind-the-scenes treat if you're a fan of Family Guy. If you miss those, if you're driving and you could not write those down, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll share with you those DVD Easter eggs. So I hope you're having a wonderful Easter today. Just a couple of fun things you can do. So don't forget, in a couple moments, our theme for the show, for three-quarters of the show, anyways, will be about Microsoft hardware. I want to hear from you if you've got questions. It doesn't have to be about Microsoft, by the way. If you've got questions about buying a new mouse and keyboard, and you have questions about what to look for, it can be overwhelming. You walk into your local big box store and you see 50 keyboards side by side. They all look the same. So give us a call if you have questions about what to look for. And don't forget, we've got questions. We've got some prizes as a thank you. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win the Microsoft. Oh, I didn't tell you about our prizes yet, did I? No, I didn't. Did I, Dwayne? All right. For calling in, you're eligible to win one of two prizes today, courtesy of Microsoft Canada. So the first caller after 12:30 is going to win the brand new, is just out now, Microsoft Wireless Laser Mouse 6000. It is a high-definition wireless mouse that is great for PCs and Macs, and it is available this month for $60. That's yours for free for being the first caller after 12:30. The last caller on Tech Talk today, just before 1 p.m., is going to win the brand new Microsoft Wireless Laser Desktop 3000. This is a wireless mouse and keyboard in one. Both of them are wireless, and it's valued at $70. It's also brand new to the market, and our guest, Jimmy Din from Microsoft Canada, will tell us what's cool about these new products. So that's what you'll get as a little thank you for calling in. If you have questions about other computer hardware, such as monitors, web cameras, speakers, there are no dumb questions on this show, so give us a call. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. But we're going to take a short break. When we return, jumping into our theme with Jimmy Din, Microsoft Canada's Product Marketing Manager for Hardware, all about the latest in mice and keyboards. But right now, the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. There are things that you likely touch more than your steering wheel, favorite coffee or tea mug, or dare we say it, your significant other. Naturally, I'm referring to your mouse and keyboard. Millions of Canadians use computers every day, and it is the two most important input devices for a computer. So why are you still using the ones that shipped with your computer a few years ago? Or if you're using a laptop and the keyboard isn't comfortable for you, why aren't you buying an external keyboard, which you can do, and make your computing experience a more comfortable and safer one? These are some of the things we're talking about this hour. We are joined now by Jimmy Din from Microsoft Canada. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Thanks, Mark, for having me in.
Great. So we are going to take questions about, or comments, about computer hardware as sort of our umbrella topic. We would prefer to keep it a bit tight to, you know, Microsoft, actually it doesn't have to be Microsoft, but about mice and keyboards. But if they have questions about speakers and webcams and monitors, that's great too, right? Okay,
definitely.
Good. And we'll do our best to answer your questions, Jimmy and I, if you've got questions about using your keyboard. Speaking of mice and keyboards, we've got some prizes to give away courtesy of Microsoft. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win the Microsoft Wireless Laser Mouse 6000. We'll hear a bit about this from Jimmy over the next half hour or so. And then the last caller of the show is going to win a wireless mouse and keyboard combo. It's the Laser Desktop 3000 from Microsoft, which is completely wireless, valued at $70, coming out soon. Now, before we go to the first caller, Jimmy, why do we need to update our mouse and keyboard? Why aren't the ones that shipped with our PC a few years ago doing just fine?
That's a great question, Mark. When you buy a computer and you come out of the box, it usually comes with a very basic mouse and keyboard, really. With Microsoft's hardware, keyboard and mice, we built so many innovations into these products, right? So if you really want to basically get more out of your mouse and keyboard, your input devices for your PCs, then you're looking for a lot of features that are, you know, built into these Microsoft keyboards and mice. So we build our mice and keyboards with ergonomists in mind. So basically looking for comfort, right? A lot of people with their basic mouse and keyboard come out of the box are just straight basic keyboards and mice that are wired, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy your mouse and keyboards are basically with features that are more comfortable. So comfort curve keyboards,
mm-hmm.
mice that are wireless, mice that are naturally designed so they feel better on the hand. So you actually get a better, you don't get hand-related or wrist-related injuries with these products. Secondly, you're also looking basically, if you use Microsoft Vista, which is Microsoft's brand new operating system, you can take advantage of some of the really neat, cool features that are, again, tied directly into the operating systems. For example, with all of our mice today, we support what's called the flip 3D button. So you can basically flip through your application screens with the touch of a button of the mice.
Oh, right? Wow. Yeah, and it's like a 3D view. It's like a 3D Rolodex.
It's a 3D Rolodex. And basically, you have with one touch of a button with your mice, you get that. And that doesn't come with your basic mice or keyboard.
Mm.
Secondly, just basically the freedom of wireless. Again, most keyboards today, the mice that come out of the box out of a PC are wired, right? So today, wireless is all the rage. You have wireless cell phones, wireless everything. So why not have a wireless mouse and keyboard so you can basically move around in your home or at your office?
And they're a lot more reliable than they were a couple years ago.
Yeah,
I remember when they first came out, they had some connectivity issues,
right.
But now it's great.
Yeah, so again, and lastly, just design, right? So you bought a brand new, very beautiful looking mouse or keyboard. You can buy a very, very nice, thin, sleek, sexy looking mouse or keyboard as well from Microsoft.
Great, and we will hear a bit more about our giveaways this hour, but let's go to Rashid in Burlington, who's got a question. Hi, Rashid. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I would like to know, I am thinking to buy a new keyboard and mouse, and I have a Pentium 3 system. So first, I have to upgrade I want to use the keyboard and mouse wireless.
Okay, so if his computer is older, Jimmy, does he need to... Will these wireless mice and keyboards that Microsoft have still work if it's a slightly older computer?
Definitely. If you have a USB port on your laptop or your PC, our wireless keyboards or our mice and keyboards will definitely work with your current PC.
Okay, so the reason why you need that USB port, even though it's wireless, is because you first snap in a little receiver,
right? So there's a little receiver, right, that goes right into the PC.
Okay, so even an older Pentium 3 computer will be just fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Now, I know Microsoft makes Bluetooth mice as well, which is a different kind of wireless technology.
Right.
If your laptop has built-in Bluetooth, then you don't need that snap-in receiver at all.
No, you don't. So we definitely make Bluetooth mice and keyboards that do not require a snap-on transceiver.
Mm-hmm. Great. Let's go to Douglas in Oshawa. Hi, Doug. Thanks for calling today.
Hi. How are you, gentlemen, today?
Fine, thank you.
Not too bad.
The reason I'm calling is I have a regular keyboard, but I'm partially blind. I have a little bit of vision out of my left, none out of my right, but I was looking for a keyboard that has larger print or that could light up what's on the keyboard, like the keys. Is that possible?
Yeah. At Microsoft, we do make backlit keyboards. The one that you may be looking for, it's called the Wireless Entertainment Desktop 8000. So that keyboard is backlit, so it lights up every time you touch it, or actually when you're when your fingers come close to the keys, it lights up for you.
Now, Jimmy, I don't know if this is a silly question, but are there any computer keyboards that have Braille on them?
I believe so. There are specialist manufacturers that make Braille-related keyboards.
Right.
But unfortunately, Microsoft at Microsoft, we don't care to that.
Yeah, because I would think that, you know, I mean, when I was taught typing, and I don't want to date myself here, but it was on a keyboard when I was like in junior high, we were taught not even to look at the keyboard. You know, you put the ASDF and JKL semicolon. So even if for those who may be seeing impaired, it might still not need Braille, because if you've got your hands fixed in place, then you'll know what's there and you'll see that confirmation on the screen if you've got a special monitor, which I know exists. Let's go to Anthony in downtown Toronto. Hey, Anthony, we're talking about Microsoft hardware today, or just generally about mice and keyboards for your computer.
Yeah, listen, I spend a lot of time on a computer, and my my hands ache, and my back aches, and my arms start to ache, and it's you know, it's directly related to me using the computer and the mouse in particular. And I don't know, I have big hands too, and I don't know if there's any product, apart from like redesigning my entire desk area and all that jazz, is there any product right now in terms of a mouse or keyboard that Microsoft has that can help alleviate the pain?
Repetitive stress problems. Anything that you can recommend, Jim?
So, Anthony, I think what you should be looking for when you buy a mouse is, and from Microsoft, is a natural mouse. So when you get when you buy a natural mouse, it's basically specifically designed for your hand and for the actual the angles of your hand. So that'll definitely help you reduce any pain or stress that costs to your hand. And for a keyboard, I would look for, again, a ergonomic keyboard, right? So,
is that where the keys are kind of like a letter V, or is not as dramatic as they used to be?
So they're split out. Actually, like two sides of the keys are split out, and they are curved up, right? So that again will aid on
because if you put your hands down on a table, if you just try this at home, put your hands down on a table in front of you, they naturally curve inwards. They're not straight out from your elbows, which is what a lot of laptop keyboards are like. So that could be a problem. So I hope that's some good advice for you there. When we return, we're going to get back to the lines with Jimmy Din, Microsoft Canada, to answer your questions about buying a wireless or wired mouse and keyboard, and we've got some prizes to give away. So give us a holler, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone, or in the Toronto area, 416-872-1010 on this beautiful but chilly Easter Sunday. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards. Get more out of your computer with affordable, reliable, and comfortable PC accessories from Microsoft. Visit Microsoft.ca for more info. And speaking of Microsoft Hardware, this hour we're joined by Jimmy Din, Product Marketing Manager at Microsoft Canada for mice and keyboards and other hardware, such as web cameras. We are chatting today about what to look for when you're shopping for a new mouse or keyboard, especially if you have issues with your current crop of mice and keyboards. Maybe they're not comfortable for you. Maybe you're not getting enough functionality out of them. Maybe you want a one-button press on your keyboard that will launch your favorite website. You can't do that. So welcome back to the show, Jimmy.
Hey, Mark.
And we are taking your calls. Great questions this hour, by the way. And as a little thank you for calling in, we've got two great prizes, courtesy of Jimmy and Microsoft Canada. The next caller who gets on the air is going to win Microsoft's brand new wireless laser mouse 6000. It is a completely wireless mouse, which includes a little receiver that plugs into a USB port on a laptop or desktop, PC or Mac, and will give you the wireless freedom that you deserve. And the last caller before 1 p.m. will win the Microsoft Wireless Laser Desktop 3000. That includes both a wireless mouse, a comfortable mouse, and keyboard with a few bells and whistles that Jimmy will tell us about in a moment. That's valued at $70. That's going to the last caller. But right now, let's go to the winner of the first prize, and that's Paul in Brampton.
Hey, Paul, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome and congratulations.
Congrats, Paul.
Thank you. This is great. I need one for my laptop.
Great.
Actually, you know, that's my issue. I've got a laptop that I've got used for work. It's plugged into a docking station, but I also have another computer I use at home also for my work. And I bought a wireless mouse and keyboard, however, and a KVM switch, and I can't get them to work. And I've gone to the point where I've pulled up the software keyboard, I've reassigned a key, done a variety of different things, and I can't get the KVM switch to work.
So why do you need the switch for because you don't, is it a USB hub or is this a different kind of switch?
Well, no, I need a KVM switch, which will allow me to use one keyboard and one mouse for both of my computers. However,
I see.
A wireless one doesn't seem to work with KVM switches, and I've gone to the point where, you know, the scroll lock key is what you need to switch between them, right? So if you've got a wired keyboard,
it works just fine.
It works fine. But if you go with the wireless, you can't get it. It won't work. And I'm looking for a wireless keyboard and mouse that I can use for that. My second question was with respect to monitors. Is there some sort of a switch out there that can be used much like a KVM switch that can switch between monitors so that I can utilize all my monitors at the same time?
Hmm.
So, hi, Paul. I'll just take your first question. Couple things you may want to try. You may want to try just every time you switch over from your KGB switch or KVM switch to maybe reboot your PC.
I've tried that.
You've tried that?
Mm.
The second thing is you may go to Microsoft's download site and try to download the latest drivers because it may be a software issue with the keyboard device.
Right. And it's not unusual for hardware for companies to release updates for free.
Exactly.
So it's always a good idea to go to the manufacturer.
We always update our drivers.
Okay, so then my question is then KVM switch will actually work with a wireless because I've been told it won't.
It should work.
It should.
Yeah.
If you want to email me, what Paul here, it's Mark here.
Yeah.
Email me at techtalk@cfrb.com and I'll forward your question to a technician to maybe help you through.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So maybe there's something that we're missing here because I've never used a switch personally, so I can't give you, you know, anecdotally any advice there.
Right.
Now, for your other question about using multiple monitors, you shouldn't need a switch to use multiple monitors with the docking station. It should be a keyboard thing where you can toggle between a dual monitor display, you know, where you've got one.
Yeah, but I'm talking between systems. Now I'm talking.
Okay.
I've got my home computer, which I utilize at the same time my business computer.
Yeah, I have a colleague of mine who has a switch on monitors because he has multiple PCs under his desk. It's his job. He burns software and whatnot. So he's got it for VGA, but I don't know if it works for HDMI or DVI switching.
Yeah, see, that's what I've got.
Yeah, you've got, okay, so you've got the newer standards there.
I've gone, the PC I've got here at home, it's got all the latest.
Okay, well, so Paul, email me. I'm going to look into that monitor question for you as well. I'm not too familiar about switches because I have my laptop and my desktop, but I don't have multiple computers in one location and try to toggle different accessories for the same ones. But good question nonetheless. We still have that great wireless mouse and keyboard combo to give away to the last caller. So give us a holler if you have questions about buying, you know, extending the functionality of your computer by freshening up the accessories that you connect to it, whether it's a new mouse or keyboard, monitor, web camera, speakers, you name it. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Jimmy, before we go to the next caller, I wanted to ask you about this grand prize, the Desktop 3000. Is this out yet, and what can it do? What's cool about this mouse and keyboard combo?
So it's going to be out in a couple of weeks in Canada. So we're just launching it. So the lucky person who's going to win this product is going to have it before anyone else.
Yeah, it looks really cool. It's got this black and silver finish, and they're both wireless, the mouse and the keyboard.
Exactly. So they're both wireless products. The keyboard itself is fully featured, comes with all the media hotkeys. So if you're looking to do live messaging or basically playing your MP3s and music and any kind of media. Yeah, we have the media buttons.
I see. Play, pause. There's volume control, mute button, which is handy when the phone rings. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool about the keyboard. It's thin. It's stylish. It's a comfort curve keyboard. So again, playing to that ergonomous feature set, and it has a very fully featured wireless mouse as well. So five button mouse, tilt wheel, horizontal tilt wheel, and
so I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy. Sorry to cut you off. So most mice have a middle scroll wheel that allows you to vertically scroll, say, down a long website or Word document.
Right.
But the latest crop of Microsoft mice also let you do horizontal scrolling,
exactly,
side by side
from left to right.
So give me an example of an application for that.
So let's say you're going through a spreadsheet. Spreadsheet is, you know, has many different cells and stuff. And you don't want to basically just go down and grab it. You can actually just, again, use the horizontal scroll wheel to scroll right through to the next.
So left or right, yeah, not just right, up and down.
Right? Okay. So for really big spreadsheets,
cool.
Productivity.
I have a tip for our listeners before we go to the next caller. This is a tip that got a lot of traffic on my blog, sync-blog.com. If you've ever written an email when you're not looking at your keyboard, when you're not looking at your screen, and you realize that you just typed a few sentences in all uppercase because you accidentally hit that caps lock. Have you ever done that? You're writing a long email and you accidentally hit the caps lock on your keyboard and you didn't realize it. Dwayne is smiling and nodding his head. And then now it looks like you're yelling at somebody because you're writing a long email. You don't have to manually retype that all in. Here's a little trick. Highlight all the text that's all in uppercase and hold down the shift key and tap F3. And that will bring it down to lowercase again. How's that, eh? Dwayne's thumbs up. You like that one, huh? Oh, and it works vice versa. If you want everything all in uppercase, just highlight the text, hold down the shift key, and then press F3, and that'll fix it for you. Let's go to Rasalina calling from Ballantrae, I believe. Thanks for calling. Do you mind turning down your radio? Hello? Okay, sorry. We got to go to the next caller. Looks like they had their radio on, and maybe they left the car for a while. All right, Dorota from Brampton. Thank you for calling today. Hello, Dorota. You're on News Talk 1010. Not there. Okay. Third time's the charm, as they say. Lydia from Toronto. Lydia, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for calling.
I have keyboard, Logitech and Deluxe cordless desktop. And a long time I didn't use it. Inside was a battery, but after maybe months, I discovered that the battery was destroyed. And the white, you know, like a white something in. So I clean everything for new battery and doesn't work. So is it possible that it will be broken for other?
Yeah, so Jimmy, a lot of wireless mice and keyboards have a battery in both the mouse and the keyboard that needs replacing after a while. And you kind of know when the keys aren't really, you'll be pressing, for example, the C key. And it's just not happening until the fourth time you press it. That's, to me, is an indicator. What happens if the battery exploded a bit or it leaked some stuff on the connectors inside the keyboard and you try to clean it? Is it?
Yes, it was actually in the mouse.
Oh, in the mouse. So is the mouse gone?
Yeah. If it was damaged to the contacts within the mouse, then it, you know, you may have just destroyed your mouse.
Yeah, so it could have been. The tip is to use a good battery, not from the dollar store.
Right. And with Microsoft mouse and keyboards, the newer mice and keyboards that we have in the market today, they have actually a battery indicator, so you actually know when your battery is running low.
Great. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got questions about buying a mouse or a keyboard or any other computer hardware like a monitor, a web camera, a set of new speakers, if you're a music lover, there are no dumb questions on this show, and we'll even thank you by making you eligible for our grand prize in a few minutes. So give us a call. 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. In the GTA, 416-872-1010, Star Talk, that's Star 8255 on your cell phone to chat with Microsoft Canada's Jimmy Din about the latest in PC accessories. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk, but right now it is 1241. Let's click over to the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting about computer hardware. Admittedly, it doesn't sound like the sexiest of topics, but it's something that we use every day to input, to access our computers, whether it's the internet, email, maybe you use computers for music, for work, for photos. The two things we touch the most are the mice and keyboards. So perhaps it's time for an upgrade. Instead of going out and buying a whole new computer, you can often extend the longevity and functionality of your computer by updating the accessories that go around it. So, good stuff. We are chatting with Microsoft's Jimmy Din, Product Marketing Manager for Microsoft Canada, about the latest mice and keyboards, including two products that we're giving away this hour. The last caller of the day is going to win the Laser Desktop 3000, which includes a wireless mouse and keyboard, ideal for both Windows and Mac users. And very ergonomic. So it's better for your wrists and for your forearms and your fingers in the hopes to reduce repetitive stress injuries and other problems of excessive computer use. Welcome back to the show, Jimmy.
Thanks.
Do you have any problems with your wrist? You're good?
I'm good. I use Microsoft.
There we go.
Mice, so
the gratuitous
plug
there. Yeah. I see people on an airplane typing on laptops all the time, and I can see their hands squished together, especially on those little sub notebooks.
Yeah.
Obviously, bringing an extra keyboard isn't ideal for a plane, but there's nothing wrong with, and a lot of people are using laptops today instead of desktops. There's nothing wrong with adding a separate mouse instead of using that little touchpad or a separate keyboard. You can always plug one in or use a wireless one.
Right. So if you're not comfortable with your current setup on your laptop, you can go ahead and buy a notebook mice and basically use that instead of the trackpad, or again, even attach a keyboard onto your laptop and use a keyboard.
Right. And if it's not that little trackpad, I hate that little orange thingy in the middle of some keyboards, that little...
It's a little red kind of dot.
That dot in between, like the, I don't know, what is it, the T and Y key or something. You have a Lenovo, right? So I think a lot of the old IBM ThinkPads had that.
Yeah,
I hate that thing. The touchpad I'm not bad with, but I still prefer a mouse. And when I travel, I bring a little wireless mouse with me, a compact one, so it's good. All right, let's go to Reese in Ottawa. We are taking your calls, your questions, comments, beefs about computer hardware. You are on News Talk 1010. Reese, thanks for calling.
Oh, it's Kim in Oshawa, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, good. Fine. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi there.
Question today. The nature of my job is I have to sit there and type all day. I have a computer table. It's adjustable for the keyboard. I have a hard pad for my wrist. You're talking about a natural mouse. Now, is that cordless or corded?
It comes in both flavors. You can get definitely a corded or even a wireless one.
So what makes it natural, Jimmy? Is it the shape of the mouse? Like, should your hand be in a certain position?
Right. So it's what makes it natural is, again, it is the design of the mouse. It is more natural. It's a little bit larger, as well as a little bit more angled to your actual... your hand, right?
And Microsoft hires, I believe they're called ergonomists, in Redmond, Washington, in your hardware group, because I've visited down there and met them, and that's their sole job, is to create products that are better for your body.
Right. So within our hardware design center down in Redmond, Washington, our corporate headquarters, in the product development phase, we hire and we have ergonomists that basically help us design these mice to get the best feeling, touching, and really, you know, develop mice possible on keyboards as well.
Thanks for the call, Kim, in Oshawa. That was a great question, and hopefully we've answered it for you. Let's go to Hemant in downtown Toronto. Thanks for calling.
Hi there.
Hi, Hemant. Thank you.
Hi, Hemant.
Well, I just was calling because I wanted to know, what do I need to hook up a wireless keyboard and mouse?
Right now, today, you just need a USB port, or if you buy an older mouse or a little more basic mouse or keyboard, you can use PS2 as well.
When you buy a wireless mouse or keyboard, Jimmy, it comes with that little receiver. It's about the size of like a USB memory stick, but the size of your thumb, and that plugs into a USB port, and that's what wirelessly communicates to the mouse or keyboard.
Yes, exactly.
So that's all you need, right?
Yeah, that's all you need.
Great question, Hemant. And if you have Bluetooth, like we said earlier, a lot of laptops come with Bluetooth, which is a different kind of wireless technology. Then you can buy a Bluetooth mouse and not need an adapter, because you might want that USB free, that USB port free.
Exactly. So if you do have Bluetooth on your PC or laptop, you can buy a Bluetooth enabled mouse, and it removes the need for the little transceiver.
Jimmy, what do you think of these mice that have like 50 buttons on them? I mean, they're good for gamers because you can program things to happen when you press one of those buttons.
Right.
But are they ideal for most people?
Not really. I think for those mice are catered to our niche that are gamers, and they look like, you know, they look for customization and the ability to basically, again, program their mice and keyboards to like the nth degree. So for someone who's looking for productivity usage, probably not the best mice to use.
So a good mouse usually has, obviously the two buttons, the left button, which executes the command, the right button that often opens up options.
Right.
Then the middle scroll wheel, which allows you to scroll vertically up and down a page, and sometimes with the new Microsoft mice, horizontally as well.
Exactly.
The only sort of caveat that I don't mind in a mouse is there's a little one that's by my thumb. So my right hand on my thumb, there's often a little button down on that side, and I use that to go page back when I'm surfing the web.
Right.
I press that button and it takes me a page back. And you can often go into your control panel and actually program what that extra button does for you.
Exactly. Right. So today, like with the mouse that we are giving away, I believe there's two buttons on the side, and you can use that for, again, flip 3D option to use in Vista, or you can use it as a magnifier to zoom in on different applications.
Right, like photos.
Exactly. Or like you mentioned, you can use the mouse application to program to whatever your needs are.
Awesome. Sadiq, Edward, Karen, Gord, Russellina, we're hoping to get to you when we get back because we have that grand prize to give away. We do have to take one more short break. When we return, more with Jimmy Din from Microsoft Canada about hardware. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning wireless mice and keyboards. Get more out of your PC with affordable, reliable, and comfortable computer accessories from Microsoft. Just go to Microsoft.ca for more info. Speaking of Microsoft Hardware, we're joined by Jimmy Din from Microsoft Canada to answer your questions about adding accessories to your computer, specifically mice and keyboards, and all the new things they can do that the ones that shipped with your computer a few years ago likely don't, as well as how they're more ergonomic now, meaning they're better suited to your body to help reduce problems you may have from use. My father is in a perfect example who's got problems with his wrists and whatnot from using computers, and it's not unusual. So why not invest in better hardware that takes better care of your body? Welcome back to the show, Jimmy. We are going to be giving away a wireless laser desktop 3000 to the last caller just before 1 p.m., which has a wireless mouse and keyboard in it. But we're welcoming your questions about any computer accessories. They do not need to be Microsoft branded, and they do not need to be for Windows. They can be for Mac as well. We're having some great questions about what to look for when you're shopping for these gadgets, because let's face it, it can be overwhelming when you're shopping for a new mouse or a keyboard or a monitor, something to add to your computer or replace, because they all seem to look the same with varying price points. So we're here to sort of clear the air for you as to what features are important. Let's go to Sadiq in downtown Toronto. Thanks for holding on. Hi, Sadiq, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Sadiq.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I have a wireless mouse. I'm going to put roll my window down so I can get some connection properly.
All right.
And when I use that wireless mouse, it goes well ahead of where I want to go. It's like it's too fast on the screen, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I have trouble trying to control it and bring it to where I want to go. And that takes a lot of concentration and time away. But someone told me that just clean the bottom and then it's okay. And there's a little eye there at the back of the mouse where it hits the pad. And he said try to clean that. And I got a Kleenex and mm-hmm. I tried to, with a pencil tip, put the paper in front of it, the Kleenex paper and the tissue paper, I would say, and clean it. But it becomes okay for about maybe about 5 minutes or 3 minutes, and again it starts.
Okay.
And I've also gone to the open up and bring the mouse at lower speed, and it's at low speed, but I don't know what's wrong with
it. Yeah, that's what I was going to recommend. Thanks for the question, Sadiq. So I was going to recommend to go into the settings and change the speed of the mouse cursor.
So with any mouse you buy, there's an application or a piece of software that allows you to configure the speed of the pointer device. So,
right, you see that little white pointer.
Yeah,
right?
Little pointer, so I was going to recommend that as well.
Okay, well, that should do it. And if it doesn't, Sadiq, maybe there's something wrong with that particular mouse and you sound like you've cleaned it and you know what you're doing, you can email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, for any other tips that I can offer you. The last caller of the show today and the winner of the wireless laser desktop 3000 from Microsoft is Rasalina Balantri, who I believe we tried to get on the air earlier, but we couldn't hear you. Are you there, Rasalina?
Yeah, and that's not my last name. That's where I'm from.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Rasalina from Balantri. My bad. Thank you for calling. Do you have a quick question, dear?
Yes. I find it very difficult to type on the laptop. So I open the drawer in my desk and I put my laptop down. But I think I'd like another keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think you just won one.
Yep. Congratulations.
You won. Congratulations. So, and a wireless mouse as well. So, Rasalina, I put you on hold to tell you how to pick up your grand prize. And Jimmy, thank you very much for joining us this hour.
No worries.
All right. Jimmy Din from Microsoft Canada. He's the product marketing manager for mice and keyboards. You can go to Microsoft.ca to learn more about them. And congratulations, Rasalina. Now, coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got Christina Chernesky, who was boogieing to my theme song a few minutes ago.
I've seen the robot. It's kind of
I tried to picky techie sound.
It is very techie, and it's geeky too. But I call you a geek every week, that's just par for the course. It's Easter Sunday. A lot of people do celebrate, so we'll talk about some people's Easter traditions. And what's an Easter tradition for me, since I've been doing this for so many years on Easter Sunday, is we call my mom. And so we'll do that at 2 o'clock. So she's all excited.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to get a call from Toronto. But before we do that, Ralph Swan is a wood expert, and he comes on every so often to help us with our outdoor indoor projects. The guy's always busy. We've got him on Easter Sunday. If you want to get your calls, and we've got great prize packages this afternoon as well. So it's all starting in just a few moments.
Great. Thank you. There you have it. Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Thank you to Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malba for pushing all the right buttons as per usual. Stay tuned for Christina coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.